Before we get to James, let's set up Real Madrid beats Liverpool 3-1. Okay, that was expected. But two goals out of the three. One, the Gareth Bale backwards goal, bicycle kick. You can't stop it.
That was awesome.
Nothing the keeper could do there. But you'll never see in a Champions League final. You could watch it the next 20 years, and you won't see two goals worse and of different contrasts. So let's explain how the goals went in.
Okay.
The first goal by...
The throw is got to be...
Yeah, Karim Benzema just basically stuck out his leg right in front of this poor, poor keeper, okay? And so he became inconsolable right away, Loris Karius, and he just stuck out his foot, and it deflected in off the foot. And then it's 2-1. They're probably not coming back, but it got cemented with a Bale kick that he just mangled. Like, as Cathal Kelly wrote in the Globe this morning, he could either decide to catch it or punch it away, and he decided to do neither. And it bounced in off his hands. So... guy's getting death threats. Liverpool is not sure they can bring him back. And here's the tricky part of sports really quick before we get to James. He apologized for it and he was crying. And a lot of teammates said, you know, if I was crying 20 years ago, you almost couldn't go back in that locker room. We have we're a more sensitive society. We're a more evolved society. But I think that's still seen, fair or not, right? As a sign of weakness, isn't it? Crying? If you have a kid cry tonight at baseball, or I have a kid cry tonight at baseball, I'm going to be like, oh no, what went so wrong? I feel bad. Is he crying because of me?
I know, but once you reach a certain age, you are more likely to cry than the kids are. So, you know, I would probably cry before the children would. Except my team's playing really well. So.
But this guy is bawling in the middle of the game.
It's like the worst moment of his professional life.
And they don't give him long sleeves to wipe the tears on.
James Sharman, host and analyst of Soccer Central. Come on, James, feel for this guy. He's crying. I think I would cry. Would you cry?
Well, I'm still crying.
Yeah, you are. As a Liverpool fan, you are.
Yeah, you know what? I'm not one to judge the emotional state of footballers and athletes. But, I mean, I don't know. It's a bit much. I mean, not just him. We see Mo Salah crying, and then we saw Danny Carvajal crying. You know, we see Ronaldo cry all the time, don't we? In modern sports, I guess it's acceptable, but I don't know. I'd save it for the room, I guess. I'm not a big fan of it. I mean, there are things to cry about, right? We understand that. And things perhaps not to cry about, and maybe playing sports is one you shouldn't cry about. But I don't know. Nowadays, like I said, people are... more sensitive, I guess. And it was a big occasion, and it was a dreadful, dreadful career lowlight for a man that will now hold on to that for his entire career, right? Mm-hmm. He's got that mark against him.
Which goal did you hate more? Like I said, they were so contrasting. Time of match in which it was given up and the style in which they did.
It was the second howler that really upset me. The first one was a bit of a freak, wasn't it? Let's be honest. I mean, it's just he wasn't focused. He switched off. It was ridiculous. It was one of those crazy goals you do see now and again. The second one was just, again, he lacked focus, but I know the ball had whip on it and it was moving, it was knuckling a little bit, but you got to save that. And straight away, I actually texted Craig Forrest because Craig's always defending goalkeepers, right? It's his job. But he said, yeah, you know what? It's harder than it looked, but you have to make that save. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Not to mention the point in the game as well, where it was, where you're still very much in contention. It was a backbreaker. And I do feel so bad for Karius. He's come to Liverpool. We thought as number one. He lost the job straight away to Simon Mignolet. He then won it back this season. Looked pretty good for most of this season. Not dominating, perhaps, but pretty good. And then, you know, the biggest moment of his career, the biggest moment in this club's history for a long time. And he does that on the big stage. And now the question is, can he come back to the club? I hope he can, because if he doesn't come back to the club, then I don't know what it says about his career, because that seems like a player that's either running away or a club that's just given up on a young 24-year-old goalkeeper. So I hope he comes back in some capacity. But as number one, I just don't know if he can recover from this.
Host and analyst, Soccer Central, James Sharman. We figured that there would be a little bit of a separation, and there was, between Champions League and regular league for TFC. They would get it back together, and they lose at home. I mean, at some point, you're looking at this season, and it's getting away from you. How do you reel this back in?
Yeah, it's a good point. I mean, when should the club be concerned? And they're saying we're not concerned yet, but I would think there's the beginnings of some concern, not a grave worry right now, such as MLS. You've got a long summer ahead of you. There is parity in this league. We know that. But I believe there's a 7-point gap now between TFC and the playoffs. They can recoup that for sure. It's doable as they get healthy. There's no doubt about it. But it's beginning to look a little bit treacherous. You know, they can't drop too many points before 100% worrying concern creeps in there. And now you've got, you know, other stories on the back burner. Sebastian Giovinco's contract. There's rumors about Mexican clubs circling. He's 33 years of age. Do you want to re-sign into a long-term deal at this point? So, you know, there's a bit of a white noise around this club outside of their struggles on the field. But the minute they get healthy and you know, Jose Aldo comes back, the defense gets healthy, I really believe they're going to be just fine.
Yeah, the person told me that all these Tigres reports, I mean, Giovinco played against Tigres and they knocked them out. And Tigres decided after those two games, we should sign him. And I didn't realize Tigres has, I think, 2.5 times the payroll of Toronto FC. Mm-hmm. So no matter what we think he's making, Altidore's making, Bradley's making here, the Mexican clubs can pay them more. And I would guess maybe, just maybe, James, maybe under the table stuff too. I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying I watch Narcos. I don't know. It's possible. It's possible they can offer him free cars and apartments. How about that?
Well, I don't think Escobar's around anymore, is he?
No, he's not.
Oh, you ruined the rest of the show for me there.
You got to get to season 3 to know that.
But, I mean, you know what? It is, though, a concern for TFC fans. But, I mean, look at TFC's position here. But this player, he's 33 years of age, or will be shortly. He's got a skill base based around incredible quickness. He's still very, very good, but he is declining somewhat as far as his production. There's no doubt about that compared to his first couple of years. Do you want to commit to a long-term deal? Probably not. Right now, he's the highest paid player in MLS at $7 million a year. Do you want to, you know, equal that or surpass that for a guy who's probably not going to get any better? I don't know. It's a really, really tough call, especially for a league and a team, too, that have said that we are basing our DP philosophy around younger players in their prime. So, you know, this wouldn't be a popular move, letting this guy move and walk somewhere else or even sell him, God forbid. But it might be long-term the best thing for the club, which is incredible to say because this guy's been such a highlight for this club overall.
James Sharman, great talking with you. We'll give you some time to forget about the goalkeeping on the weekend. And we'll
17 days till the World Cup. And then we'll have him on every day for hours at a time.
Thank you, James.
Thanks, fellas.